Good Monday morning, beloved, and thank you for welcoming me into your homes for this edition of the 5-Minute Journey. Today, we are in Romans chapter 14, beginning at verses, 13 through 23. And today's reading contains the Apostle Paul's plea to the believers in Rome that they need to avoid judging others and not act in ways that may cause others to stumble and fall into sin. Their lives are to be guided by the righteousness, peace, and joy which the Holy Spirit gives. And God's saving word for us this week starts off as spiritual renewal. So let's go ahead and get started this Monday morning with Romans chapter 14, beginning at verse 13. So then, let us stop judging one another. Instead, you should decide never to do anything that would make others stumble or fall into sin. My union with the Lord Jesus makes me certain that no food is of itself ritually unclean. But if you believe that some food is unclean, then it becomes unclean for you. And if you hurt others because of something you eat, then you are no longer acting from love. Do not let the food you eat ruin the person from whom Christ died. Do not let what you regard as good get a bad name. For God's kingdom is not a matter of eating and drinking, but of the righteousness, peace, and joy which the Holy Spirit gives. And when you serve Christ in this way, you please God and are approved by others. So then, we must always aim at those things which bring peace and that help strengthen one another. Do not, because of food, destroy what God has done. All foods may be eaten, but it is wrong to eat anything that will cause someone else to fall into sin. The right thing to do is to keep from eating meat, drinking wine, or doing anything else that will make other believers fall. Keep what you believe about this matter, then, between yourselves and God. Happy are those who do not feel guilty when they do something that they judge is right. But if they have doubts about what they eat, God condemns them when they eat it because their action is not based on faith. And anything that is not based on faith is sin. And today's key verse is Romans 14:17, where Paul writes, "For God's kingdom is not a matter of eating and drinking, but of the righteousness, peace, and joy that the Holy Spirit gives." You know, the Christian church in Rome in the first century, had its own troubles. Every church had its own troubles. But here, certain people had an idea that eating certain foods were a bad thing. And so they went ahead and condemned others who didn't hold the same belief. And then the others that didn't hold the same belief, they would turn around and belittle those whom in their eyes had enslaved themselves to this, legal matter. You know, God said it's okay to eat whatever you want to eat. And so you had a simple thing as eating and drinking, something that people need to do in order to survive, becoming a point of contention. And so here Paul is saying, if what I do, don't worry about the other guy, if what I do causes someone to sin, then my responsibility is don't do it in front of them so that our actions become a point of contention. We live our lives in a way that brings glory to God, and if another believer falls because of what they see us doing, then we ought not to do it. Amen. Let's go ahead and pray. Almighty God, help me to avoid acting in a way that may cause someone to stumble and fall into sin. May the righteousness, peace, and joy which the Holy Spirit gives guide my every thought and action this day. Amen. Well, believe it or not, our Monday morning together has come to a screeching halt. Join me tomorrow morning as we are going to be in Psalm 32, which is a prayer of confession. Beloved, I sure do enjoy this time together, and my prayer for you this day is that God will bless you with every gift you need to lead a life that glorifies the name of Jesus. Amen. We'll see you tomorrow.